having a chat along the way. Dally Van Gogh is a Halifax rock band, but we asked them to go acoustic, and I think they did a great job, even though it was the first time for them. Here we go.
We're doing a live show, and we have about 20 people in the room with Dally Van Gogh, and Dally Van Gogh has three people along the front row. We've got, on our left, we have Rochelle Moreau, and she's going to sing, and you're playing piano later. Mm-hmm. Good. And then on our right, we have Isaac Kent, and he's on guitar and vocals. Down the middle, we have Lance Hicks, and tonight, he plays bass, but tonight he's playing guitar because he's a nice guy, and we're just going to play some songs. Play us a tune.
Riding wild.
Let me guess the title of that one.
It's called Joey.
Yeah, good one. Yeah, good. So you guys do a lot of writing together? Or are you writing as a trio kind of mostly?
Sometimes.
Well, four-piece.
Four-piece, yeah.
Sometimes someone writes something and like all... like a completed piece and brings it to the band. Sometimes someone has like a riff idea or a lyric idea, and then we just kind of go off that and then create it from scratch. So
just sitting there in the writing room and doing it. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right on.
That one was written by Rochelle.
Oh, yeah. Good.
And pretty much as a complete piece. And then she kind of brought it to me, and she added it as like a piano tune initially. And I was like, cool, that's pretty. We don't do that pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty.
Yeah. So I was like, I have this song, but it doesn't fit our vibe.
Because right. I should say that you guys are usually more of a rock band, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, you've got typically.
Guitar, bass, drums, keys, and all that. Yeah. And it's a big sound, right? Loud. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you doing the acoustic thing. It's great.
Yeah. It's cool. It's special for us. Like, we've never done this, for the record.
Great.
You guys are all getting to see, like, literally the first time this band in 15 years.
Yeah, well, this
thank
is
you guys
great.
For being here, by the way.
This
everybody.
Is great. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Well, have at her. Do another tune.
This is the first Dally Van Gogh tune.
So these the tunes that you're playing tonight, most of them are on your previous albums, right? You've got 17, yeah. 24 albums? How many you got?
Something like that.
Somewhere in the range of what? Six to seven.
If you include
to
like
three,
EPs
depending
and something, it's like seven.
Seven. Okay,
depending
on
how far back in the band you want to go.
And depends on what you call an album, I guess, too.
Yeah.
Right?
The current album that we have that we've been kind of, I guess, touring and promoting for the last year, New Blood Old Wounds, has been kind of our main focus point for the last bit. Okay. We have, as far as like new stuff, we have like songs and stuff we're working on, but nothing nailed down for a new album in any kind of near future.
Just do singles. Everybody's doing singles now.
Well,
it seems.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah.
Right?
The thing is, like with how it usually works nowadays, people just kind of release a single at a time. So that's what we're doing with the covers that we
that are coming out.
I mean, we like did five of them, so that's enough for like an EP. But we're gonna release all of them, but like.
Slowly over the for the rest of the year kind of thing,
exactly.
And then for an original record, we're hoping, we're going after some grants and stuff to get trying to go up and do we'd like to do a full record with Eric Ratz, who he produced this next song we're about to play actually on our record. For those out there who aren't familiar with him, he's the guy who does like the Arkells, Big Wreck, those types of guys. So he's one of the best producers in the country. So we were lucky enough to get to work with him, partially because of COVID. It's just gonna sound funny because most people's careers all kind of went to hell during COVID. But we just used it as a time to go after like those types of connections, stuff that people who would usually not pay any attention to us. And so we've managed to do that with him. So yeah, the hope is eventually we'll be doing a full record with him. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, play the tune.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, you borrowed a guitar. You rented this Taylor 12-string to do the acoustic thing, and it sounds good.
Yeah, it's good enough that it might convince me to buy it. Which is a problem, because I already have a cripplingly large guitar collection.
Do you? And it's probably not a cheap guitar either.
No.
You're listening to Songwriters from Here and Away with Dali Van Gogh. Before we forget, please look us up online on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We are slowly loading up more information there, more videos, and we'll have some excerpts from this coming on YouTube shortly. Here they are, once again, Dali Van Gogh.
When do you hit the road? So after the ECMAs?
Yeah, after the ECMAs. So we have a kickoff show here in Halifax on the 2nd of June. And then we're off to Toronto we leave on like the 8th of June or something like that. Kind of our anchor is we've been invited to play at North by Northeast, which is a big music festival every year out in Toronto. We're playing on the way up, playing on the way back, places like Kingston, Ottawa, out and around the GTA and then coming home.
We haven't been able to go for the last few years.
Yeah, we have been desperately trying to get to Ontario since I've been in the band.
The amount of times we've planned a tour, down to the nitty-gritty details, and then...
Like, Isaac and I alone have put together three fully fleshed-out budgets, grant applications, and then we're like, well, that's garbage.
Yeah, and then we come home, and this will be the first you guys are hearing about it, too. At the very end of the tour, we're coming back home, we're doing 2 dates with Buck Cherry again.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
So, cool. Well, that's great. So you got a gig with Buck. Couple of gigs with Buck Cherry. Where are they going to be? Here?
The first one's at Tide and Bore in Moncton, and the second one's at the Marquee.
Oh, great.
Yep. Well, June 27, 29.
Those are good shows, right?
Yes. Yeah, really good.
Well, let's play a couple more tunes.
Absolutely. Yeah, so this next tune is Just Rochelle. So
excellent. Well, we'll shift things up a little bit.
Yeah.
So we've got Rochelle on the piano. Do you play piano in the band?
In the band on stage, I play keytar.
The keyboard that you're hanging on to, standing up.
Yeah, don't usually get a chance to play the full piano, so this is nice.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
Home. I just wasn't allowed to play around with it. Had to be played just as it was.
Yeah.
This has so many strings.
And my like some bands, you've tuned down a half step.
This is all down a half step. Yeah.
This is like Stevie Ray Vaughan did it, and a lot of other players have.
Metallica. Yeah.
You get a richer sound out of the guitar, and it's a little easier to sing too.
That's the big one.
Yeah.
So yeah, what are you gonna play?
This is off of our first record after the fire that burned out my house.
Sun. nothing I can do.
So you guys have been together for, I heard, 15 years?
Well,
and they're different iterations. So what's this 3-4-piece iteration? How long have you been together?
When, technically,
Lance, you joined when COVID happened.
You guys technically hired me
before COVID.
February 2020?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we got the current iteration of the band. I joined February 2020, we did a photo shoot.
Well, usually when the band gets a picture taken, the band breaks up. So at least it was just COVID. So
yeah.
Luckily, that doesn't happen with us because we take a lot of pictures.
We do a lot of pictures.
Yeah, good. Well, that's good. You know, you've got lots of video too.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's your website?
It's www.dallyvangomusic.com.
Okay.
And I'll spell out Dally Van Gogh because no one's ever going to get it right. It's D-A-L-I, Dally. Van, V-A-N, that's easy. Go. G-O-G-H. Good.
That's cool. We're in a room full of our fans.
You all know it. Tell that to the media. No idea.
Yeah, yeah. So who are the main writers? All three of you write?
All four of you?
And good. Johnny, too. Early on, it was mostly me, but that's mostly because I was the only one who kept staying in the band.
Right, right. Gotcha.
But now it's that this baby. One, this iteration's kind of been together for a bit, like, we're really right as a group.
Great.
Like, in a really significant way. Like, as Rochelle said, sometimes people bring in songs that are, like, kind of mostly finished, mm-hmm. and then we just kind of put our stamp on it. But that's the closest thing to having, like, a songwriter.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, if you look on our records, the credits all say Dally Van Gogh.
Right.
Yeah. Good. We deal with that internally because it's way easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than trying to...
Well, think of the number of bands who have broken up over royalties.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yep. So...
Yeah.
We don't make any money anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's true.
It's not a problem, yes.
It's a tough business. So.
I would love to have that problem.
Yeah, it's a good
problem. We don't make any money. We don't net any money.
True. We make money. We just spend it all.
Yeah, well, that's what it's there for.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, play another tune for us.
Yes.
Yeah, what have you got in the can?
All right, ready?
Peaceful day.
You got ECMA awards coming up.
Yeah.
And you're
sure
doing
a
bunch of shows and you got award nominations.
Yeah.
Which ones did you get?
We got Loud Recording of the Year and Rock Recording of the Year.
Which cool. The rock one is the, like.
That's a surprise.
Like, we're very excited and obviously very grateful to be nominated for any ECMAs. Anything. But, like, we were trying to get, like, Rising Star and, like, Loud. And they were like, oh, yeah, you're up against the Trues.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, sweet. Okay.
We've covered their songs.
Well, you know what they say.
Yeah, like, we've played their songs at shows before. Yeah.
It's an honor to be nominated.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm just happy to be, like, I would love to lose to the Trues.
Well, what we can do is we can take this acoustic recording and submit it for acoustic recording.
We'll do that next year,
right? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, dude, you read my mind already.
Yeah.
The more exciting thing, I think, for us as musicians is that we're playing three times.
Yeah.
One of which, so with this guy over here, if someone wants to point a camera at him, Kiki Beats, who's our film producer typically.
Cool.
He's a well-known rapper around here. We're doing a set with him, which is very cool.
Yeah.
And very different. I really hope you guys come out. That's the Friday night, May 5th, down at the Seahorse. Definitely come. You want to see Dali Van Gogh doing like
out
something
of the box.
Totally different? Like, you think this is different? No.
Nothing.
No. You got nothing on what we're doing with people. And then cool. And then the next day, we play twice in a two-hour period. We play at
Gus's Pub
for the Loud stage. Mm-hmm. And then we play at the Seahorse for the Rising Star stage. And that's us doing, like, our
songs.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's what the ECMAs is all about.
It's,
you know,
all
you go from place to place. And you get about 4 hours sleep a night if you're lucky. And then off you go.
You're listening to Songwriters from Here and Away. And we'd like to remind you to reach out to us, songwritersfromhereandaway@gmail.com, or on Facebook, or on YouTube, or on Instagram. Send us a message, tell us what you'd like to hear, and we will do our best to get it on the air and do an interview or get them in person. We do have live concerts coming up. These will be in the Halifax region and possibly out in Cape Breton even. I'm going to be hitting the road with that. Here we are, back to Dali Van Gogh.
Some tea.
saying it. Nope. 3, 4.
Isaac, what was the magic word you didn't say?
Still not going to say it. This is too pretty of a building.
That's usually the part where we yell an expletive at the crowd.
Okay.
Actually, it's more often the case, the point where the crowd yells an expletive at us.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Even better.
Yeah. We thought it was a little, didn't fit the mood quite as well.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Listen, this is a classy joint.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
We probably should, while we're on the radio...
Should I do my sponsorship spiel that I do every time we do an interview? We're very lucky that we've been able to start working with a couple of really good bands, or brands, sorry. One of which we kind of talked about when we got here. We swapped out all our microphones for these SEs. We've been working with SE for a while now. We use all their drum mics. We use their vocal mics, and their vocal mics are just night and day difference on stage, especially. There's no bleed from behind. They're fantastic. So we've been really grateful to work with them. We just got a new endorsement deal through W Energy Drinks, which is what I've been drinking down here all night. Because this whole band has a borderline crippling caffeine addiction. Except
borderline?
Rochelle makes it borderline. God,
it takes me
Rochelle
all day to drink it.
Yeah. Johnny's not here, but give the brands that sponsor Johnny a little shout out. Yep. He's been playing Los Cabos drumsticks for years and years and years, right. longer than I've been in the band. And just last summer, he started being sponsored by Soul Tone Cymbals, which just sound killer.
Where are they made?
California.
No, they're made in Turkey. They're made in Turkey.
Oh, they're just sold out of California. Turkey.
Good. Well, let's do at least one more anyways.
Yes. Yeah. I think we've got two left.
Two? Yeah. Okay, good.
One we're definitely going to do, and then one that you're definitely going to want us to do. All right, are you starting this one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Some of us are born to sweet delight. Suffer on through endless night, but no matter what you do, he's gonna get to you. We all end up the same. Good or bad, weak or strong, rich or poor, don't mean a thing what you did before. 'Cause when he gets to you, no matter what you do, he's gonna come and take you away. take you there. 6 feet under, gonna take you there. 6 feet under, gonna take you there. 6 feet under, gonna take you there. Nowhere to hide from this cold, hot stare. 6 feet under, gonna take you there. A world of mighty fire for heaven you desire. Gonna come and take you away.
Right on. Yeah, you guys have a lot of kind of blues and modal stuff in your writing. I like how it fills out.
It's interesting you bring that up because the diversity in the backgrounds of the band have really kind of shaped the band. The guy came from playing blues and playing like Guns N' Roses, which is basically just blues, and playing Aerosmith, which is basically just blues, and playing
just blues.
It's really just blues. Yeah. And then like Lance was like a punk guy, like a hardcore punk guy.
Right.
And then Rochelle's like a musical theater, classical piano person.
Right.
Who grew up on rock and roll.
Well, we all grew up on like classic rock and stuff, right? But all those little pieces have really shaped like the kind of music that we're writing now.
Yeah,
it's great that you have a vehicle to let it out.
Absolutely.
Really good.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And it really helps with the diversity of our songs. Like if you listen to our latest album, like it's five fairly different songs on that album. Right.
Yep.
Well, you got one more tune, and thank you very much for
thank you for having
this.
Us. Yeah, thank you guys.
Cool.
And thank you all for being here, listening and helping out and hanging out with the guys here. Yeah.
Okay, so cool. Yeah, most of you guys will know this one. 1, 2, 3.
Addictive as sin, like poison through my veins. Spilled eyes are driving me insane. She's got mojo burning like a napalm fire. Her every wish becomes my desire. There's no escaping lust, the only thing that I trust. She got me going again, but God help me, but God help me, I lie.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
That's a wrap. And that is a wrap for the live portion of the show. But before we go, reminding you to reach out, songwritersfromhereandaway@gmail.com or on YouTube, Instagram, or Facebook, and let me know what you're thinking and how you like the show. Just tell me what's going on and maybe come to a live concert in Halifax if you can make it. And here's one more track before we go. This is Boneyard from Dali Van Gogh. You can get it on Bandcamp at dalivangogh.bandcamp.com. And I did it there, so you can too. There's lots of great tunes out there. My name is Robert Campbell, and this is Songwriters from Here and Away, and we will see you next time.
So you think you found God, and then all of the company of heaven is open to you. I say to you now, sand will cover this place. Sand will cover you.
A little sweat, another bullet clip, a flash of red, can you guess how I play?
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the lead single from Rust Pump's debut eponymous EP. The song Drool Again stands out as the lead track, blending classic rock influences with a modern edge, while the song's use of seventh chords creates a melancholic, dreamy atmosphere that mirrors its exploration of a couple seeking relief through substance use. Both intimate and dynamic, Drool Again has become a favorite of the band and a lasting highlight of their sound. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Drool Again by Rust Pump on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Host of Democracy Now! This is CFRC, 101.9 FM, www.cfrc.ca, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario.